Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Happy Halloween, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, but we're coming to the end of the month of Halloween, and how I talk incessantly about scary movies is going to end with this particular episode. It won't end completely for another year because my guests bring up horror movies all the time. And of course, horror movies can be the answers in movie trivia questions. It's Sunday, October 30th. If you're listening to this on October 31st or later, like I said, happy Halloween. My guests today are David Huntsberger, Danny Jollis, and Samantha Ruddy. I didn't even write your name in there yet, Samantha. Samantha Ruddy, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Let's meet you all individually and alphabetically by first name. What? Yeah. Flipping expectations. His last name begins with an H, so he rarely probably gets called this early in alphabetical situations. A frequent guest over the years, glad to have him back. It's David Huntsberger. Hello, David.
Well, hello, Doug, and thanks for putting me in front of Danny, who first name is in front of me. So
I agree with this point. I agree with this statement.
No, these are both, you're both making excellent points so far. There's no, you don't win anything for pointing out to me what an idiot I am. Of course, Danny comes before David alphabetically. I make a big announcement about doing it alphabetically my first name and then screw it all up. But since I already said it, let's talk to David first. The honest to a fault, David Huntsberger.
I'm regretting it now that we should have all ignored it. Just the listeners would have been going crazy. Is no one going to bring it up?
And right. Those happen all the time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because I like to, especially doing this over Zoom, I like to have like all the games just be like four people playing games and just working out whether the answers are, you know, right or not. Because, you know, as soon as anybody starts to look up answers, you can hear typing sounds sometimes. Yeah. And, you know, and so then people listening, our devout listeners will think that people are cheating. Although in the case of Patton Oswalt, he was just answering some emails.
During the podcast?
Yes, some people are very busy people out there. and you are one of them. Let's introduce our next guest, a return guest as well. He's got a new innovative comedy special that's out, and you can watch it right now. You can pause this and watch it if you so desire. It's Danny Jollis. Hello, Danny.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell people about what's different about this special. I mean, you're a stand-up comedian who's done specials, very funny, but this one's different.
So this is a choose your own adventure comedy special. So you will, throughout the special, it's on YouTube, it's free. You can choose my opinions throughout the special based on those choices. You'll hear that version of the joke. Every side is completely different from the other than transitions, completely new material. And then the other thing I like to mention is that there is a big ending to the special, which is something that we are devastated to find out is very tough to do in 2022. A lot of people not believing that there could be a cool ending, but there is a cool ending. So I encourage you to watch it, and I encourage you to make it to the ending, because there is something that happens that's fun and kind of brings it home. But it is a choose your own adventure special.
Like when we're flipping around on Reels or TikTok or something, when it says wait for it, I'll get impatient on something that is only going to be a few more seconds.
Yeah, it's insane, you know? Of me. It's insane of me to do this. I mean, in general, this was insane on every level, this special. Filming it, brutal. Editing it, brutal. Coming up with how we were going to do it on YouTube, impossible. But don't tell comedy, and I did it. And now we are running into the final hurdle, which is getting people to believe there's an ending. But those that make it, it's so cool because they get so pumped. And so... it is slowly catching on, and it's been really exciting. But that's been our journey.
It sounds like you just, like, at one point just break into an unfunny speech about something that people have to sit through to get to this ending.
I know.
Oh, you really, it's really worth the effort. If you put in the time, it's worth it. Well, what's it called again?
You Choose. Okay. An interactive comedy special.
Yeah, that's smart. The name of the special pretty much implies what's going to happen.
I'm a real A to B guy.
Yeah, well, thank you for, I know you've been promoting this for a little bit. So thank you for coming to see us.
As always,
at the tail end of it or whatever.
We're still in heavy promotion mode, and as always, cannot thank you enough for letting me come on. It really
okay. Well,
helps.
Then
it
let's call this. We'll call this the start of phase two, the promotion of You Choose.
This is because my understanding is Doug Loves Movies listeners are the most willing to give something a chance. So this is what it's about to turn around. Our view count is about to triple after this drops.
I think so. And I think that it should be pointed out that choice is more important than ever at this time. Whether you're That's choosing right. comedy specials, whether you're choosing to stay or leave a streaming or a social network. but speaking of social networks, I gotta always tip my hat to the Twitter for helping me to find awesome people to participate in my shows and communicate to them directly. And that's why joining us today for the first time, I'm excited to say, is Samantha Ruddy. Hello, Samantha.
Doug, thank you so much for having me.
Your Twitter is always amusing me.
Thank you. That's a huge compliment.
And I was saddened to see that you are currently as a writer for television. You've already written for some of the top shows. You're currently in search of a new position somewhere.
Yeah, I was a digital producer at Full Frontal with Sam B for like 3 years. We got canceled in July. And unfortunately, because like Conan's gone, Deezus and Mira are gone, and like so many late night things are ending, there's like whole staffs of shows looking for work right now. So it's a little competitive.
Yeah, I bet. But, I'm going to assume that good things are going to happen. And it's starting with an appearance on this amazing.
That is how I felt. I was so excited. I was like, all right, I'm going to do Doug Loves Movies. Things are looking up.
Okay, good. I'm glad you feel that way about it. And we'll check back in at the end and see if you feel the same way about it. Some people end up feeling embarrassed. I think it's all in fun and no one should be too competitive, but I do like that most people that come on the show do want to win. And before we get to the games, though, I always like to ask everybody to recommend a movie. And since the bulk of people that are listening to this will probably be doing it on Halloween, October 31st, let's go ahead and finish up with a last ditch chance. I mean, horror movies don't go out of style. There's no time of year when people aren't in the mood for horror movies. It's like roller coasters or something, you know.
Yeah.
It's not really seasonal, but it certainly comes on extra strong in October. This October has been amazing because of the weird kind of, like, it's easier to get a horror movie made during a pandemic than most other genres, because you can have lots of scenes where someone's just wandering around by themselves outside. So like there's just been just like a backlog that made it so that there's a lot of new horror movies this month. But don't feel like you have to recommend a new one. Could be an older one. Recently, somebody recommended an older movie called House that I watched that wasn't scary, but was very enjoyable. So Danny, we'll start with you because you're first alphabetically by first name.
Yes. This is not my recommendation, but I will say that I make a small but mighty appearance in VHS 22, which is a new movie on Shudder, a horror movie that I recommend people watch. It's like six different segments. And I know that my part was very fun and scary, too scary for me to personally enjoy even acting in because I was scared. So I encourage everyone to watch that. But
that's some real method shit right there.
It's very easy when you are easily scared to play a scared person. You really are capable of doing it. It's an incredible acting performance by me of truly just experiencing my life. And then, but I wouldn't recommend my own thing. So then I would say, I'll tell you what I watched the other day, but I rewatched it. Tucker and Dale vs. Evil holds up like a fucking beauty. That is such a good movie.
I was watching on YouTube footage of actors portraying villains in Disney movies, like, you know, the them recording the voice and then the clip of the scene next to it. Mm-hmm. And that Alan Tudyk, like his voices that he does and things, like, there, you know, a lot of known voiceover artists have kind of a similar quality to their characters, like a Jim Henson or a Mel Blanc, but like his stuff, every character he does sounds completely different, and he's amazing.
He's incredible.
Is he Tucker or Dale?
No.
Oh, Dale, you really don't know?
I'm trying to remember.
You're the one that have watched it most recently.
I know, but I wasn't. I mean, I don't know.
I'm gonna say he's Tucker, and then
let's remember, I famously lose at this game.
Yeah, and then. But then the other guy, James Levine, he's both of them have been on Douglas movies, just one time each, I believe. But still, I love bringing up the alumni. And I also have to bring up that welcome to the Shudder family, because I'm in a movie that's going to play. Actually, you should welcome me because my movie's coming on after yours. But let's I'm in a movie coming out on Thanksgiving-ish, I think. And it's called Blood Relatives, and I play a character who should be very, very much should be scared, but doesn't realize until the last minute. So I didn't really have to put too much energy into being scared. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
it's a jump scare that you just repeat over and over again. It's just you know, all you do is jump.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain and your face don't really have to do anything.
It's true. well, I mean, look at us. We're Shudder buddies. This is very exciting.
Yeah.
My 30 second synopsis guess elevator pitch of that movie, Blood Relatives, is you consistently showing up at activities and people going, do you think cousin Steve is evil? And you're like, nah, he's cool. And then there's just tons of bad stuff happening behind you, but you just kind of walk through maybe smoking a joint or something. And everyone's just like, man, that guy seems pretty laid back with all this going on. And then finally you turn around toward the end of the movie and ha, you're scared. Blood Relatives.
Oh, doesn't kind of like Simon Pegg early on in the Shaun of the Dead doesn't realize that everybody's turning into zombies.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see. Well, unfortunately, some other person made this movie already, and it went in a different direction with it. I die moments after you meet my character, I still enjoyed doing it. It's written and directed, the writing and directing debut of an actor named Noah Segan, who's been on this show, and it's filmed just outside of Austin, Texas. And it's going to be on Shudder, and it's called Blood Relatives. Oh, I'll give you the actual log line. It's a Paper Moon, but vampires. Like, it's a father-daughter road movie but they're both vampires.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and who doesn't? Everybody's into vampires right now. Interview with a Vampire is great on AMC.
Yeah,
it's so good. All right, so Tucker and Dale versus Evil. I'm glad we talked a lot about that. gave it a nice boost. There's not that much to say. It's just a really fun, it's scary and funny, and those two guys are great, and
it holds up. You remember David, being good, but it's better.
Yeah. That's all we need to say. David, what's your horror movie pick?
Well, I'm a bit more of a purist than you. I watch during horror season. November 1st, I just watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles until Thanksgiving. And then after that, I'm deep into the Christmas season. And then the rest of the year, I'm a little more open-minded to things. But during horror season, one I would recommend is Hush.
Okay, which one is that?
It's not a cast that you'd really know. It's like three people total in the movie. It's a deaf woman who lives alone out in the woods. And it's not ultra gory. It's one of those just you're uncomfortable the whole time rooting for this person. I really liked it. I highly suggest Hush.
With its unfamous actors?
I think it was like it's been a couple years since I saw it, but I think a husband and wife wrote it together, and she hadn't really been in much, if I'm remembering right. She's really good.
It's like the Haunting of Hill House people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have like a bunch of Netflix miniseries, and she's excellent. But yeah, it's a husband and wife team. Flanagan, I think is his name. Mike Flanagan.
That sounds, yeah, these are ringing some bells now. Because for me, Hush is like, I think there was like a Southern Gothic drama with Jessica Lange as somebody's, mother who doesn't want these two young people to get married. So she just gets in there and acts weird. That sort of thing. And there's also an old movie called Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. And I don't even know what's going on there. Hush. All right. I'll investigate a little further into this particular Hush, because now I'm intrigued. But also, it feels like I might have seen it. Maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think a few minutes in, maybe a minute in, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember.
I can't keep track of these things anymore. I'm starting to, like Leonard Maltin, used to always come on the show and we talked to him about movies. And he's like, what? I've seen thousands and thousands of movies. Well, how am I supposed to remember all this stuff? and it's true, especially now with how you can just sort of casually watch things on streaming and, it practically felt like a dream. Like, you didn't even watch it.
Yeah.
What do you think, Samantha? Do you have a favorite horror movie or one you could turn people on to?
I'm usually drawn to horror comedies, but speaking of streaming, something I watched sort of recently that I loved a lot more than I thought I would was the new Fear Street trilogy on Netflix.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really
cheating because it's three movies, but yeah.
Well, I like the first one.
Oh, okay.
It all takes place in a mall, essentially, and it's very fun, and there's a lot of good jumps. It's it's a really good cast, and the characters are interesting and like somewhat sympathetic, but not so much that you get upset when people get killed, you know? So it's a good balance.
Yeah. And they do an interesting, like the way the three movies are tied together is kind of, I found that interesting. And I also swore that I read somewhere recently that they were making more of those.
Oh, I hope they are.
But then Halloween is coming and going. I'm not hearing more about it. You think if it was like pitched for next year or something, they'd still be talking about it now.
Yeah.
Just to get people hyped up on it. So I don't know what the status is with that, but those are all terrific suggestions. Thank you for those. And we will be right back after these messages.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. And I thought about it during the break, and I can't pick one of these movies as a favorite for me personally of these three that you recommended. Well, let's play some games.
All right.
Ooh.
Oh, like that's there's not enough of that on game shows where the host just sort of yields to the contestants to decide when to begin. You know, like whenever you're ready, let me know and I'll ask you the first. This first game is something that I call Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I'll say the tagline from a motion picture. Again, we're going to do this alphabetical thing that I claimed to have a handle on earlier. We're going to start with Danny.
Oh, boy.
He gets first crack at this first one. If he doesn't get it, David gets a shot. If he doesn't get it, Samantha gets a shot. If nobody gets it, I'll tell you what the movie is. Everyone will be like, wow, that was too hard, Doug. I'll go, let's let's do another one that's too hard right now. And then we do that three times, and we'll see if any of you has a point, or if two of you have a point, then I do have a tiebreaker ready to go. Danny?
Yes.
Also, there's themes emerge in these situations, but again, you're just sort of stuck not knowing what's going on quite yet.
Okay.
It's like an escape room, but for movies.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets, escape room isn't going to be like, the first clue isn't going to be, take this key from my hand.
I hate how nervous I get before this first game. I hate it about myself. I'm so anxious right now. Let's do this. Come on.
I instinctually I picked up on that. That's why I keep putting it off, because it's funny. But in all seriousness,
yes.
What movie had this tagline? A new chapter of evil.
Could be literally any horror movie ever.
Could even be some movies that weren't scary. You know what I mean? Like that's it could true. Be like that movie where Bryan Cranston suddenly has a son-in-law he doesn't like.
That was a classic. What was that movie? That was a horrible movie. That was tough. That was during the Bryan Cranston getting that bag money. But we respect it. We respect it.
He works. He works. He doesn't fuck around. That guy works.
So there's obviously many options here, but I'm going to go with the potential because I feel like I might have seen it recently. I'm hoping this is a modern tagline. I'm going to go with the universally hated, I believe, Halloween Ends.
Oh, interesting. It's in theaters still. And yes, I've heard a lot of raw talk about it.
Raw talk.
People
are not happy. They're experiencing.
Like, would you say, whoa, cool.
It's making them experience emotions. It's making them, as they say, feel a certain way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just right there with, it's the whole, you killed my childhood. Anytime anybody tries to change anything, it's a real childhood ruiner. And it's like, well, they didn't just, you know, they didn't, like, if they try to make a new Goonies, I don't know why they haven't, but if they did, people that are, you know, people that would protest, I'd say, hey, they're not like saying we're making a new Goonies and destroying the original Goonies to never be seen again. Like, you know,
I didn't watch the second Coming to America for kind of the fear of that. But even if you watch, say, like Billy Madison 2, and it was like brought to you by the good folks at Halliburton. See, folks, and I would feel like that's on me if I just was crushed by like this weird Halliburton message threaded through Billy Madison 2. I'd feel like, well, I watched it. That's on me. I don't get the whole ruin my childhood group, but they're
loud,
fierce.
They're loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're also like, you switched the sexes of something. And I just have decided to be uncomfortable with that possibility, you know, that roles can be changed in the world. So it's weird. It's weird how mad people get about. But I also get it because I'm not a fan of the newer, you know, the Tim Burton Willy Wonka, you know, and I get kind of worked up about that a little bit if the subject of which one was better comes up.
Yeah.
Oh, I get worked about that one. I also get worked up when like the new Lord of the Rings TV show, which I absolutely hated. But then people are like, well, it's because of, and I was like, no, I just hated it. I hated it on a pure bad level. I hated that nobody spoke like normal humans and everybody spoke like in riddles. I couldn't figure out what anybody was saying because of the riddle talking. Why do people talk in riddles in this world? I hated it.
But you like the movies?
In. Oh, I love the movies.
Yeah. So Peter Jackson figured out a straightforward way to do it. And then this TV show is obviously
too much for Danny's brain.
Going artsy on you. You know, too much artsy, not enough fartsy.
That's right.
Okay.
I have a movie I hate so much I get heated about it. But if they ever made another Josie and the Pussycats and it wasn't good, I'd probably be mad.
Right, that's prequels, the other way.
Prequels to Star Wars will always make me upset.
Yeah.
Sure. But like...
Oh, the Rise of Skywalker pissed me off.
Oh, see, I didn't
enough to like get into some raw talk or
oh no, okay, I think we're already there.
I really enjoyed The Last Jedi and even the first one, but I was just so mad about the third one. I felt cheated. I went to see it at midnight. I had work in the morning. I just felt like I really got let down.
See, I liked that one and I hated the second one.
Huh.
But that's, you know what that is? That's all of us being different. And our own people.
Look at that.
And that's the beauty of it.
I think for some of us, it just comes down to how many pods are in a movie. Is that what they were called? Pogs? Porgs? What were those little bird thingies?
The like the racers you're talking about?
Oh, no, you're talking about the prequels now. I'm talking about
the little creatures.
I'm talking about Last Jedi. Had those
I can't remember
weird,
their names.
Those little bird creatures.
Maybe Porg. I think it might be Porg.
I think they're called Porgs. Mm. But anyway. apologies for throwing a Star Wars reference into a Star Wars conversation. But that being said, do you have a, did you recommend, oh no, we're in the game part. Danny, do you have a guess for, or did you guess already?
Yeah, he said Halloween Ends.
Okay, so, but now we have to move on to David and his guess.
Oh, I don't find out if that's right or wrong.
No, because he's got a guess for the same thing.
Okay. I won't talk through my two possible answers, and I don't know why. I can't remember the title of the first one that I think might be it. So I'm going to guess one that I think is wrong, but I'm going to say Evil Dead 2, Return of the Evil Dead. Is that the right title of that? We have to have the sequel title correct, I would guess.
I would love it if you had the title
correct. All right.
Unfortunately, that's part of the challenge, but you know.
When you tell
that,
when you
is that your it, final? Is that your guess?
It is. And then if my other one pops in my head, it's going to be so hard for me not to shout it. I don't know why I can't remember it, but.
So what's your guess again? Evil Dead 2, the evil that happened a second time when someone was dead again, too.
And then I also threw the word return in there.
Yeah, you had a lot of words. What is it?
I said Evil 2, Return of the Evil Dead.
Evil 2, Return of the Evil Dead?
Evil Dead 2.
Okay.
Return of the Evil Dead.
Okay, got it. Okay, that's not the title of that thing, but that's also not the answer.
Okay, I knew it.
It's, but you're wrong on both counts.
Well, it feels good of you to point that out specifically.
Okay, so Samantha, do you have any idea what this is? A new chapter of evil?
So the way you've been speaking about it kind of makes me think it's not a horror movie.
Oh.
Yep, that's how I felt too.
But there's like a lizard brain part of me that like can't shake the thought that I saw that on the poster for It Chapter 2.
I wish that a new chapter of evil was a tagline for a movie like It's Complicated.
For New Year's Eve.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, what was your guess, Samantha?
It Chapter 2.
It Chapter 2. Yeah, well, that's very clever, of course, because you noticed the word chapter in there. So that, of course, implies that it's something that had more than one part. And those It movies really did name themselves chapters. But the answer is from 2004, yeah. The Exorcist, The Beginning. Okay. Yeah, it's when they tried to reboot The Exorcist. I don't know how well it went over. I assume people weren't that into it. But let's go back to you, Danny.
Right. I'm proud of my guess, though.
I think you did a great job guessing.
Thank
that.
Thank you so much.
What movie do you think had the tagline, "The only thing more shocking than how it ended is how it all began"?
Okay.
The only thing more shocking than how it ended is how it all began.
Oh boy. Okay. So we're looking in the prequel world. We're heading to a prequel now. What's a golly? You gotta think about these things with a shocking ending. Something that really blew our mind. Oh boy. This is the part that I feel is bad for the podcast, where I start just thinking slowly and I can feel people listening going, just say the stupid answer, you you dumb Jew. I'm assuming a lot of your listeners are anti-Semitic. And
in my mind, you have a wireless headset and you're just walking around.
I wish I was, and I wish I wasn't just... Like, I'm actually, I stand when I do this podcast and I just kind of pace while I do it. Okay, but it is time to guess.
All right, yeah, let's go ahead and give us a guess, you American psycho.
Is that it?
No, that's
it. I'm going to go with, come on, Danny, think of a prequel. I'm going to go with I can't come out. I literally, it's bad. Freddy versus anything. Jason. Freddy versus Jason, just a bad guess. Here we go. There we go. It's over.
Freddy versus Jason is not correct. David.
I'm just to get one out there that I know the title of, just to get that under my belt, and only be insulted on one part of this answer, I'm going to say Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No, that's not it. Samantha?
Is it a horror movie? Like, are these all horror?
I'll take questions after the game is over. But yeah, you know, just to be transparent, you know, it doesn't have to be horror, but since this episode's coming out of Halloween, I figure might as well.
Well,
whatever it is has some connection thematically to The Exorcist: The Beginning, which was the first answer.
Okay.
So as you get more answers, it might be more clear where this is headed. But that's your guess.
All right, I can't think of anything. So
there's so many movies to choose from. It's ridiculous.
There's so many things to choose from. And on my head, actually, I didn't think they were all going to be horror. And my head went in the direction of, this is about like a famous person who was assassinated, but it's about their childhood. So here's La La Land.
I'll tell you the answer. That would be a great tagline for La La Land. The only thing more shocking than how it ended. it's basically a series of films that supposedly ended. So this is a movie showing you how it all began. And so this one is called The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The Beginning.
Got it.
From 2006. So far we have The Exorcist, The Beginning, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning. And now Danny, you're up first.
Oh, great.
What movie has the tagline, "A new beginning to the first step in terror"?
First step in terror.
Yeah, that's whoever wrote this. I hope they were fired because it's a terrible tagline.
It makes no sense. A new beginning to the first step in terror.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
I'm going to assume then it's a remake of some kind. So I'm going to go Amityville. Is that a movie?
That's what you're calling it?
Amityville Horror.
Wouldn't that be horrible to lose over that?
It would be horrible to lose that way, but Amityville, whatever the new one was called, Amityville, I'm going to call it Amityville,
The Amityville Horror. Yeah, I don't think they fussed with the title much in that one. It's not the right answer anyway.
Oh. But that was a good guess, though, and let's all note it down.
Oh, terrific. Let me go over to the good guess board and put your name on it, and we'll start. Okay, David, what's your guess?
I'm glad you've asked. I remember the ads going out for this, and him being in a building yelling. Rennie was real hot after, like, Watchmen. He'd come back. Remember, he was like a carpenter, and the person I'm speaking of, not Jesus, but Jackie Earle Haley. Remember, he would like disappeared for 20 years and was like being a carpenter in Arizona. And they just showed back up and was like in all these movies. And I believe he was in, don't know the, I'm not 100%, but I remember the ads and I know what it was about. Nightmare on Elm Street, The Beginning.
I think they just had the nerve to just call it A Nightmare on Elm Street and act like it was all, you know, their idea. And it's a shame because I do like Jackie Earle Haley and I do think he's scary when he plays scary characters, but like it's Robert Englund's character, like someone else doing it just isn't, it's not the same. So that is incorrect.
Oh, that would have tied a lot of our things together. That kind of don't ruin my childhood thing. And they made him like, didn't they make him a real like bona fide pedophile or something, or an accused pedophile in that one? And I would imagine people like, hey, it's Freddy Krueger, but come on, take it easy.
He doesn't need to do all that.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger went through some shit. That's part of what made him so such a meanie pants. But yeah, they just emphasized it more in the new one and just made it all less fun and more creepy. More, you know, horror, torture, porn, whatever they call it. So Samantha, what do you think here? Can you pull out a win?
No, I definitely can't.
With the correct answer?
In fact, I think I'm about to make up a movie.
Make one up. Okay.
Saw the Beginning.
They just did a new Saw where they just straight up called it Saw again, right? And started with the Beginning.
Chris Rock in it.
Yeah. Yes.
I knew there was like a new prequel-y Saw.
Yeah, but I think it's just called Saw. It might be called A New Beginning or something to that effect. But the title I was looking for here is Friday the 13th, A New Beginning.
Ah.
Yeah. And they threw they went A New Beginning instead of just The Beginning.
What does the step mean?
I don't know. It's your, you know, the first step in horror, like first step in terror, like that's like people started watching horror movies because of Friday the 13th, I guess is what they're trying to say. And it's starting all over again. I've got a tiebreaker, and it's, of course, it's very necessary. This one should be easy, Danny.
Oh, Jesus. What a nightmare. I hate this.
I love going third.
All you got to do, Danny, is tell me the answer, and you get two different taglines for one movie.
Kill me.
But you have to answer quickly because we're running out of time.
Okay.
And if you get it, you win this game. But if you don't, David gets a chance. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What movie had the taglines, "The Legend Begins," and "This Summer, Evil Fears the Night"?
Can I hear one more time? I'm so sorry.
10 seconds. 3, 2.
Blair Witch Project 2.
I'll read it to you again. I was just joking around. The Legend Begins. The Legend Begins, and This Summer, Evil Fears the Night.
Evil Fears the Night. Wow. I mean, it felt like because you laughed at that answer, that's wrong. So then I'm going to go with... due to the fact that you laughed in my face at my genuine guess, I'm gonna go with Halloween 2. Thank you so much.
That's incorrect.
Yeah, well, you can't win them all.
No, David. Tell them what it is.
So terribly on the first three rounds, and I could just feel all three of us kind of settle into our seats, like, this will probably be easier. This should be a breeze. And that was, I feel like, Doug leading us to feel more confident than we should, so that this feeling of complete dejection would really sink in. Because I have no idea. Evil Fears the Night. I assume it, I'm going to say Van Helsing Returns.
All right. So, Samantha, one of them is The Legend Begins. And the other one is This Summer, Evil Fears the Night.
Van Helsing was my guess. So,
all right, we're gonna go back.
I'm being burned by third now, unless it's wrong.
Van Helsing's wrong.
What if you tacked a colon beginning on Van Helsing? That the theme might attach itself to that.
Samantha, do you have an alternate guess?
Yeah, I'm just going to throw The Beginning after a movie.
Okay. I'm going to give Danny another clue if you don't get it right.
Oh, for God's sake.
We got to get a winner here.
Yeah, I don't know. Toss it to Danny.
Okay, Danny.
Okay.
These are the two taglines. The Legend Begins. I cannot emphasize the word begins enough. This Summer, Evil Fears the Night.
Oh, man.
See, David, you should have got that. Should have been in the first round. Danny, what movie is this?
In my mind, you just said the exact same things you've been saying, and then he reacted differently. So I'm furious. I don't know what just happened.
I was speaking in code like Pelosi's husband.
I know it too now, Danny.
Oh, great. Well, this is fun. Why don't you two guess it?
Yeah. All right, David, what is it?
So he said the night, and he was referring to the Dark Knight, but the Begins was Batman Begins.
Yeah, those are both taglines for Batman Begins. So David wins.
Oh, man, it feels great. Danny, I had you in not only your headset, but then you put on some Macho Man Randy Savage sunglasses, and then you were holding like a bat because the movie The Fur, remember, he has to think with his bat. Or not The Firm, A Few Good Men. And I really had you like crunching on that one. I was rooting for it. I think Samantha and I both were.
I think, look, it's not the start we wanted over here. But if there's one thing I've learned in Doug Loves Movies, it's that the first time I played, I won both games to begin and then was deemed a loser because of the final game. So, you know what? I'm okay with reversing my fortunes. And if nothing else, I do believe if there's one thing we've shown, it's that this is a lineup that is not cheating. And I think that's good to know.
Yeah, we really wanted it for you.
There's one thing I think the listeners can know. It's that we have been very honest over here.
Yeah, none of you wanted it bad enough to cheat.
Yeah.
Integrity 3.
Yeah. You're all very fair players. And after the break, we're going to play that second game that determines our winner today. Okay. And we're going to play a game that at least one listener to the show absolutely hates, but that person is going to have to sit through these ads before finding out that we're playing that game. Ha ha! We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back, and I'm not going to keep him any more suspense. Because he won the last game, David gets to go first in a game I call Filmily Feud. Like, imagine the Family Feud music if I stole that and we played it right there. This is just like Family Feud, but you don't play as a family, you play as individuals. And all of the questions have some sort of connection to film and movies. And in this case, Halloween and scariness and candy.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like I said, David will get to go first. Each of you is going to get a chance to go first. Each round, I'm going to shift over and a different person is going to go first. So we will start with David, then go to Samantha, then go to Danny. And if we do need to go to a tiebreaker, David's going to get to go first. Very unlikely tiebreaker in this game. I'm going to pose a question that I posed on Twitter, and then I wrote down the results. And you'll get four options, David, to choose from. Okay. And then Samantha will choose from the remaining three, and then Danny will choose from the remaining two. And then I'll tell you how much percentage of the respondents pick that answer, and you get that percentage amount as you're in your score. Yeah.
Man, this is taking gameplay to a whole new level, Doug. It's sophisticated.
It's sophisticated and also ridiculous. Here we go. I asked on Twitter, best trick or treat fun-sized chocolate treat.
Mm-hmm.
So the things it has to be are trick-or-treat, fun-sized chocolate, and a treat. And the choices.
Guess it naked?
No naked guessing. Okay. I'm sure you would do pretty well because, the four options are delicious trick-or-treat, fun-sized chocolate treats. And they are Reese's Cup, Twix, Milky Way, and Butterfinger.
Ooh.
All great ones to get in your bag at the end of the night. Infinitely tradable if one of the someone in your group has a peanut allergy.
I'm going to go with that one. I'm going with the Reese's Cup.
You like Reese's Cup?
I think it's a popular item. I think in trading, I think you'd have some pretty strong currency if you had a few of those in your bag.
Right. Well, also, like, are we talking like, you know, the two cups together like you get in at the store? Or like, are we talking those little ones with the gold wrapper?
Yeah, that's where they
that
can
are smaller.
Yeah, variety. There's some multiplicity to them or versatility. You can get just one of the cups. Like, hey, where's your partner? No, no, it's Halloween. You only just get the one. Fair.
Right. But there's different thickness to them too. The little, the littler one is thicker.
Yep.
And so there's all the sorts of ways it could go. I just said Reese's Cup. I wasn't specific about more specific than that. So Samantha, your remaining options are Twix, Milky Way, or Butterfinger. Which one of those do you think people would be most into?
I'm going to take Twix.
All right.
Ooh.
So Danny, that leaves you with
Butterfinger,
Milky Way, or your obvious decision's been made for Butterfinger.
I feel very good about Butterfinger.
Okay. Let's discuss what happened. What do you think? Why do you think people aren't into Milky Ways anymore? I think they're delicious.
Not Milky Way's great. No one's here to come after Milky Way.
I am.
Oh.
Yeah, what's your problem with Milky Way, Samantha?
There's just not enough going on. The texture bothers me.
Is it? But how do you feel about Three Musketeers?
I don't like that either.
Because they're pretty similar.
Yeah, I don't care for either. I like a crunch or like something.
Right. Yeah.
You know what my naked guess was going to be, and it goes along with the crunch, the mini Snickers is very popular.
I love a mini Snickers.
Love mini Snickers. Love a mini Baby Ruth.
All right. Well, see, I kind of went, you know, even though peanut butter cups got peanut butter flavoring, I went pretty nutless with these because that's a whole other category to me because there's like a bunch of good candy bars with nuts. But let's move on to round two. Samantha gets to go first this time, followed by Danny, then David. And the question that I post on Twitter is best movie theater treat.
Mm.
I'm sure David has a blind guess, but I selected four things to choose from, and there may be, you know, just debate even amongst us if I made the right choices, but here are the four that Samantha gets to choose from: Twizzlers, Red Vines, Sour Patch Kids, or Good and Plenty.
I gotta go with my boys, the Sour Patch Kids.
Really?
Yeah, I love them so much.
Those guys are your homies?
Yeah, Twizzlers give me a tummy ache.
Oh, okay.
So I like them, and I think they might be the right answer, but I got to stay loyal. So I'm going to go with the Sour Patch Kids.
I see. You know, I mean, if you this is a place where loyalty matters about everything else. Danny?
I will be going with Red Vines.
All right. Danny says Red Vines. David?
Can I get the list one more time, please?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not much of a list anymore. It's just two items.
May I have my two items, Doug?
Your options are the Twizzlers that give Samantha a stomachache or the Good and Plenty. And the ones that are already taken are the Red Vines and Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, this is operating outside. This is no need to be personal here, but none of these are things I would select. And that makes me just going into this. You changed my terminology from naked to blind. And I think in this situation, I am without the necessary faculties to understand what these things all taste like. I remember them as a kid, not liking them, haven't revisited them, but I'm going to say Twizzlers.
Wow. Okay. I'm so glad we got there.
I thought you wanted to know my process.
All right. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was good.
I like
support it.
I just like that. I went as far as to tell you guys the Twizzlers give me tummy aches, and David still got picked on.
Okay, so here we go. I'm doing this a weird way because I should have just told you the results, you know, after each round. But now I'm kind of enjoying just moving on to the next round. We'll
I like it work, too, because then you have work to work more math.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's exciting for me to see where things are headed, but everyone else is confused. All right, the third round, which Danny gets to go first.
Let's go.
Then we go to David and then Samantha. I wrote down best comedy, excuse me, best candy.
Oh.
Keep your head in the game, Doug. Best candy. Movie title. I got stuttered on this one because it's a thing I made up. I made up four titles of movies that have candy in them, and I did a poll, and that's all I asked was best candy movie title. And here's your options, Danny.
Okay.
Dial M&M's for Murder.
Funny.
Hell Baby Ruth, Hershey Bar Barbarian, and Payday of the Dead. Based on nothing, I gave them no instructions other than the word best.
This is interesting. This is a real assessment of, you know, what I know of the Doug Loves Movies fans. Who are they're smart. So I believe that they're going to go with some of the best ones. So I am going to go with the one I believe to be the strongest, which is going to be Dial M&M for Murder.
Okay. David.
Well, it takes me back to when I was seven. Now, no, I'm no need for a long process on this one. I'm going to go with Hell Baby Ruth.
Did you see that movie, Hell Baby?
I did not. Good?
Lots of former and future Doug Loves Movies guests in that movie. It was written by and directed by Tom Lennon.
Oh.
And it's got a bunch of people in it, but like Ricky Lindholm has a big part and Kumail is in it. Anyway, Hotel Baby Ruth is David's selection. Samantha.
I'm going to go with Payday of the Dead.
You like Payday of the Dead, do you?
I do. I do. Of the two options remaining, it's my favorite.
Okay. That's fair. All right. So now we just need to go back to the beginning and discover how many points everything was worth.
So nervous.
Right? It's very nerve-wracking. let's see. I'm just adding it up here myself. All right. Best trick-or-treat fun-size chocolate treat. David scored the most points on that one because they did like the Reese's Cup the best. I, you know, now that I look back on it, it does seem like it would be one of the most coveted things that could end up in your bag. Mm-hmm. No matter what size Reese's it is, all the way down to the little one, it still satisfies. Hashtag not an ad. And then second place on that one was Butterfinger, which I believe Danny went with the Butterfinger.
Let's go.
So that was worth 20%. And then Twix did come in third and got 19%.
Oh, okay.
And that's where I started. That I was starting to say what Milky Way got. We got on a conversation of how much Milky Way suck. They really did only get 12% of the vote. So everybody sniffed that one out, but David is in the lead after the first round. Second round, best movie theater treat. As soon as I wrote Twizzler and Red Vines, I realized there's already an East Coast, West Coast divide there because they tend to, one coast has one other coast has the other at movie theaters as a general rule, but both treats are available everywhere, I think. But each movie theater has to pick, right? You got to either be a Twizzler or a Red Vines theater. You can't put them both out there.
But there's an obvious correct answer. And anybody who says otherwise is a fool.
About which one's better?
Yes.
Well, I don't think you're going to like to hear this because.
Oh, come on.
Because Twizzler's got 25% and Red Vines got 18%.
These are uneducated people.
Well, I'll tell you, nobody likes Good and Plenty, and I can't say that I blame them. I love Good and Plenty, so that's why it got in there. But it's you know, it doesn't hurt my feelings none that only got 5%. But that gave a whopping 54% to Sour Patch Kids.
Love
so
that.
Samantha roars into the lead in the second round with 54% plus 19%. I don't have to tell you what that is.
I knew that my boys wouldn't let me down.
No, but David is close behind. And Danny, it's always great to have you here.
Golly. Really felt good about it all, too.
Then good old round three came along. And David, I'm sorry, but I appreciate you picking Hell Baby Ruth, but that one only got 4% of the vote. People should definitely check out the movie Hell Baby.
It really makes you think.
Yeah. And then Hershey Barbarian got 17% of the vote, but nobody picked that one. So it came down to Dial M&M's for Murder and Payday of the Dead, pretty much determining all here in this situation. And number one was Payday of the Dead. It's 42% of the vote. Dial M&M's for Murder got 37% of the vote, but add up all three rounds. And Samantha is our winner today.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations, yeah. Samantha. Congratulations.
I needed this.
It's a big win on a big day. There's, you know, NFL's happening as we record this. And I'm grateful that all three of my guests don't make that a priority in their lives.
It's a massive priority in my life, but I put it aside for this. Let it be known, the Commanders are playing right now.
I appreciate that very much. The Commanders?
Yeah.
What city is that?
It's Washington, D.C. We used to be the Redskins. We don't.
Right. And then for a while, you were the Washington, D.C. team.
We were the Washington football team.
Yeah, now Washington we are, football team. That was
and
it.
Now we are, you know.
I loved Washington football team. Now the Commanders.
I loved it too. Commanders, you know, but now we have a song that I like. There's a fun little song.
Okay.
Haters can't stand us. Left hand up. Who are we? The Commanders. That'll catch on. That thing's going to catch on hard.
I couldn't get into it during it.
No, you will.
In my head.
Yeah. It'll sneak up on you, Doug.
Okay.
Why the left hand?
Because that's the power.
Well, Samantha has the power right now. She gets to do her plugs first because she won today. What have you got to promote, Samantha? Where can people see you?
Thank you. I'm going to be at Union Hall on Sunday, November 6th, hosting my show Cozy Sweater with my friend Karen Chi, 5:30 p.m. on Sunday at Union Hall in Brooklyn, November 6th. Thank you. Oh, also follow me on socials, please, at Samly Matters.
At what?
At Samly Matters.
Oh, Samly Matters. I really got confused there for a second. and now I get it too. Samly Matters.
Yeah, it was a pun I went with too early and then I couldn't change it.
Right? That's how I feel about Filmily Feud. But thank you, Samantha, for being here. We'll have you back real soon as a returning champion, if you're interested in that.
I would love nothing more. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Danny Jollis, the special is called You Choose. Tired of comedy that does all the work and doesn't let you do anything? Try You Choose on YouTube.
You choose. It's I really think it's worth your time, everybody. It's a good time. It's you know, a lot of people have written very nice things, and it would mean the world if you checked it out. And then, you know, you can follow me on the socials at Danny Jollis, Jolles. And yeah, that's all that matters. Just the special. Special's the big one. For the love of God.
All right. David Huntsberger, thanks for being there, dude.
The wind right in my grasp. And now I see why your listener dislikes Filmily Feud. It snatched victory from my grasp.
Yeah. Well, there's an arbitrariness to it, but ultimately I find that the smartest person wins.
Well, that's discriminatory toward me. I'm not a smart person.
I know what people want.
What do you want to plug, David?
You choose. I love that you're doing something that changes up the visual medium. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to see that. And nice to meet you, Samantha. And good to be back.
Weird plugs.
We're wrapping up the show. I just want to let
Are you stalling for some reason?
I'm bringing in my band. I'm topping my foot. Guys.
He's looking up the answers. He's looking up the answers.
I have moved everything over to davidhuntsberger.com. I'm going to be just an old building on Route 66. I can't keep up with all this stuff. I want to just go to one place. So I made some stand-up things with visuals in the past. There's One-Headed Beast, which has a fully animated version, and an animated slash stand-up version. Big Nothingness is there. A bunch of podcasts from over the years, Professor Blastoff, Space Cave, these are those tapes, a lot of stand-up albums. And then I have a new podcast coming out tomorrow night, Monday.
Whoa.
Like 8 p.m. Western. It's a scripted show. A lot of comedy friends, Doug included, just doing kind of old radio sketches. And they all go together. Each episode's about 30 minutes. This show is called Intercepts. You can try a free membership at theendlessabyss.org or just on your podcast app, wait for Intercepts. But if you go to theendlessabyss.org and enter the code DLM420, you can get 50% off and you also get a free month. I'd love it if you checked it out. I had a lot of fun doing it. It was a good way to catch up with friends while we were all trapped at home and just do something silly. I think they turned out pretty fun. So Intercepts, the scripted podcast.
I've never had Doug Loves Movies worked into a savings code in somebody's plugs at the end of a show.
I just thought of it today and I was so proud of it. I was like, I'm going to do that. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, DLM 420.
Yeah.
50% off.
I love it. Here's some things I'm doing that you can pay full price for. I'll be I'll be back at Dynasty Typewriter in LA on Saturday, November 12th at 4:20. The only announced guest so far is Steve Agee, but why would I have to say anything more? He's great. And then I will be doing Doug Loves Movies and Wide World of Doug's at the Come and Take It Festival in Houston, Texas. Doug Loves Movies is on November 20th, but you can get all the details at douglovesmovies.com. What a delightful, that hour flew by. What a terrific group of people. Thank you, Samantha Ruddy, Danny Jollis, and David Huntsberger. And as always, I suppose you're still on duty, Inspector?
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves.